This is Ozarks at Large for Thursday, September 9th, 2010. With me in the studio once again, as she is most Thursdays, Jody Banaska, Vice President of Communications for Walton Arts Center.
Yes, indeed.
And as we've talked about, the fall season, I know the calendar says it's still late summer, but it feels like fall.
Yeah, a little bit like fall. The students are back. We're busy, and we're off and running. It's hard to believe it's September already.
Kenny G tickets still on sale?
Kenny G tickets still on sale. The show's on the 19th of September. And we're also selling tickets to Susan Werner right now. This is our first show in our Starlight Music Club. Susan Werner is a singer-songwriter, she plays piano. She played with Keb Moe when he was here back in February. And we're excited about this one. We've been doing lots of shows in the big hall, and this will be our first one in the small hall. And it's always nice to get out of that sort of big hall feeling where there's, you know, just all those people and get a little bit more intimate and feel more like you're in a cafe or a club. And that's actually how we discover some of these artists, is by when, you know, on our trips to New York or to whatever conference we're going to, we wind up going to bars and clubs and cafe places and hearing great musicians, and we pick these people up. And so we're pretty excited about her.
I mean, you don't go and then just, you know, like throw a Walton Arts Center business card on the piano or something.
No. Would be nice if it was that easy.
You go to agents and things like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. But one of the fun things about trying to build a season is trying to find some of these artists that maybe they won't fill up the big hall, but if we can get them into the small hall and people can hear them, they're just tremendous artists. They're really good. And it's a nice sort of, you know, lower cost way for you to come in and hear some really great people. And in a lot of ways, these are folks that, you know, maybe 3, 4, 5 years from now are really big deals. And that's one of the reasons we love programming them in the small hall, is because you get a chance to hear them sometimes before they make it really big.
Last night, I'm watching television, and I get about 1,000 channels. And I'm coming across a channel called Fuse. And they are counting down the thousands or the 100 sexiest music videos of all time. And at number one is,
yes,
Chris Isaac.
Good.
He and this supermodel, yeah, barely clothed, are writhing around on the beach. I bring this up.
Yes.
It seems like a non sequitur, but Chris Isaac is going to be here.
Yes.
Fully clothed, I would imagine.
Fully clothed, yes, we hope. Much to the disappointment of some people, I'm sure. But no, he will be here, and he's on sale now. We put him on sale last week, and tickets are going quickly for him. So we really are hopeful that, you know, people get your tickets early for it, because I think it's going to be one of those concerts that is pretty special.
I love his sound. There's a touch of Roy Orbison, mm-hmm, but there's a touch of blues. People may remember he had a song on the soundtrack to Eyes Wide Shut.
Eyes Wide Shut, that's right.
Baby Did a Bad Thing.
Yep.
And he also has a great sense of humor.
Yes.
Did you ever see a show on Showtime?
No, I didn't, but I know lots of people really like him. You know, he's more than a musician. You know, he has all these connections to popular culture, and so people seem to really, really connect with him, either because they love one or two of his songs, but also because, you know, he's such an engaging and fun presence. Oh, and so, by the way, we're still selling tickets for our 10x10 art series right now, which the first concert is coming up on October 8th. But one of the things I did want to put out there is that we talked a while back about our Perfect 10 package, where we ask people to buy one ticket to all 10 of the 10x10 shows, and then we give them another ticket at no charge. So they wind up getting 20 tickets for $100 to a series of amazing art, jazz, music, dance, classical, all of that. And the exciting news is that we're going to open up the Perfect 10 package again to teachers. And so we are inviting all of you teachers out there who may be listening right now, as part of the celebration next week of Arts and Education Week. Right as of now, you can call the box office, mention that you're a teacher, and we will give you access to buy the Perfect 10 package, which means, you know, for $100, you could bring your friends or your family to see 10 different shows over the course of the year. So it's a great thing, because, you know, teachers, they're so important. We work, you know, here at Walton Arts Center, we work so hard to try to bring the arts to the classroom, but none of it happens if the teachers aren't engaged, mm-hmm, in it. And it's really a great opportunity for them to get a chance to take a break. You know, they work so hard to give their kids great experiences. You know, give yourself one and come and see a great show. So we hope that it works out well.
And a couple of your partners are engaged in the fall season as well.
Absolutely. We're busy, but everybody else is busy too. And so down in our Nadingbaum studios, we have two companies that live down there basically and do a lot of their programs down there. The first is, of course, Theater Squared, which I know we've talked about, but they're in the middle of their run of 39 Steps, the Alfred Hitchcock sort of comedy caper, which I saw, and it is awesome.
Is there really a plane crash on stage?
There is a plane crash. It's artfully done. It's very clever. And I'm actually more amazed that the actors managed to not crash themselves into each other over the course of the play, because they are going, you know, 120 miles an hour for the entire show. And it is so much fun. It's just, it's very well paced. It's well directed. There's a lot of silly humor in there. Lots of Hitchcock references for the people who know. But you don't need to know the story, because I don't really know the story of 39 Steps at all. And I had a blast. It was fantastic. So they have a couple more weeks of that, of the show coming up. So there's great, lots of chances for people to get to see it. And then the Northwest Arkansas Community Creative Center, which is also down at the Nadingbaum Studios, they will be opening up a new Mosaic Studio on September 18th. That's a Saturday. And they'll have a whole free day of activities. And it's very exciting. I've been learning about mosaics and why mosaics are fun and why it's great for people to create mosaics. And basically the concept that I understand is that you take pieces of things that are broken and you put them together and you make them look pretty. And so the new Mosaic Studio will let kids, families, everybody work together to try to create these beautiful pieces.
So you can have glass mosaics, button mosaics,
tile, all those different things. And I think it's going to be great that, you know, they have done a lot of great things down there. They do pottery, they do art classes for kids, they do a whole host of things. And so now they're adding mosaics to their arsenal, which is really super.
Information about all we've talked about online at waltonartcenter.org.
That's correct. And you can also call the box office at 443-5600.
Jody, thanks as always.
Thank you.